This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Earlier in the program, we heard the reaction of Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick to last night's State of the State speech. Now, for the Republican point of view, we welcome the Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhof. Welcome, Senator.
Great. Thank you.
How do you feel the governor handled the Flint water crisis last night?
Well, I think you saw a real leader who stood up and said, you know, looks like mistakes were made under his watch, or at least people that worked for him. And he made a commitment to people of Flint that he was going to fix the problem. And he laid out the steps that he's going to use to do that, and including some emergency funding he's asking us for. And to his detractors, I don't think there's anything he could have said or any amount of money that he would have proposed that would have made them satisfied in any which way. The only way to satisfy them is actually fix the problem.
And speaking of that emergency funding, we know the House Appropriations Committee very quickly and overwhelmingly approved that $28.5 million to be used for some of Flint's immediate needs. Do you expect any changes to be made in the Senate to either the dollar amount or the specific uses for that emergency money?
Not at this time. My Senate colleagues will probably have some questions about it, but they hopefully will do that during their committee process next week. And I believe that will be in front of us very shortly next week.
What kind of questions are you expecting?
Things like, well, if we're spending this money, what are the assurances that we're actually solving the problem? How are they dedicated? Who's overseeing them? I think the due diligence that the taxpayers deserve from us as well.
When that supplemental bill gets to the Senate, how long do you expect it to take before it'll reach the governor's desk?
I don't know. I can't put a timeline on that, but I think you've noted from past experience when the governor's asked the legislature for emergency funds in terms of putting Flint back on Detroit water, we acted as soon as we possibly could, and I think this would be similar.
I want to ask you, because you're the leader of the GOP supermajority in our state Senate, so you have a lot of power over just how long it could take for this very badly needed money to get to Flint. So, Senator, when you think that nearly 9,000 children below the age of six are estimated to have been poisoned with lead, and the president has declared Genesee County a federal emergency, sir, it would seem this situation might require just more candor from you as to how long it might take. Why can't you give us a more specific time period?
Well, it would follow the normal progress of going through when bills lay over from the House, they come over to the Senate. This is per the Constitution, and we did that as expediently as we could the last time, and I think we will this time.
Well, you know, we look at the time varying, and we know, for example, the straight-checking voting bill took just hours. The road funding took well over a year, so it certainly varies.
It does, and it depends if it's a first House bill, a second House bill, first or second Senate bill. There are rules and constitutional provisions of how those bills must lay over certain periods of time. And this is a first House bill, so it must lay over at least 5 days.
Senator, most experts and the governor as well acknowledge that this $28.5 million won't be nearly enough to mitigate this disaster, especially when you look into the long-term effects. Your GOP colleague in the House, Al Pasholka, said last night he has no intention of giving Flint what he called, and I quote him, a blank check. What's your response to that? What are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't hear Representative Pasholka's comments, but again, we have a commitment to the taxpayers to make sure every dollar we're spending indeed does solve the problem. If there are other expenses that are going to be incurred or looked at, or the governor's going to ask for more money, it will go through the normal budget process and supplemental bill process just like it is now.
I want to move to another pressing issue, and that was the fact that the legislature is going to have to address Detroit public schools. How would you suggest the state approach the DPS debt issue?
I think Senator Hansen has struck a good chord here in saying, look, here's an opportunity for us to partner with civic leaders, parents, educators in Detroit, and go alongside of them and help them craft a solution that they can be accountable to and accountable for. I think that's the right way to do it. The governor has some ideas, and potentially the sources of money are, all very different sources of money, not necessarily all from the school aid fund, but some may have to come from that as well. But I think Senator Hansen has struck a good opening position, and we're going to continue to work with our partners. I think the opportunity for these kids to gain a great education, be competitive for those great new jobs that are being created in Detroit, is something we can't miss, and I hope we are able to do that very shortly.
And lastly, Senator, there's an estimated budget surplus of about $575 million. What do you think that we should do with that surplus?
Well, first and foremost, if we have debts that we can pay off, I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. The more debt you pay off, the more cash that you have. I think that's an appropriate use. We should also do some to make sure our finances are in the best financial shape that we can have, the way people grade states and their finances. We should do that. And then we should look at the things that are the most important and the highest priorities, make sure we're solving the problems in the best way we can with the best return on that investment for the taxpayers.
What do you see as the highest priorities, personally?
Well, right now the Flint water crisis is in front of us. I think Detroit Public Schools is right there as well, and all other educational needs as well. Talking about skilled trades and other things where we can diversify our economy and the way people come out of school with job and training skills that they need to get a job, not necessarily four-year degrees, but things that can be very useful in expanding our economy here in Michigan. I think that's very important. Protecting our Great Lakes, I think, is also another one.
State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhof, Republican from West Olive, thanks for spending time with us and talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.